Hello, everyone, and welcome to Christ's Blessing on the ninth day of June, 2019. I'm so glad you're here, and I'm just as glad I'm here, too. I love being here. I love this service and being with you and getting to know what's going on in your life and how the blessings of Christ are working for you. It gives me a really big thrill. So I just wanted to say that we're here, we're on. I'd love to see some of your names come up in the Q&A session. Just press star 6 and then 1, and you'll be on. It's really nice for everybody to hear from you because it helps us all be just a little more connected. Because even though we have trained blessing givers, we all are a blessing to one another. And as Yeshua said, love one another as yourself. Whatsoever you've done to one of the least of these, you've done to me. He also said, when two or more are gathered in my name, I'm there. So it's always good for a lot of us to be together in his name. And his presence is very strongly felt. So I'm going to start taking some calls. Tony, I see you're on.
Hi, Glenda.
Hey.
Hey, there's something that has come to my attention just about the celestial weather for today, and still be into the early part of this week. It seems notable, and I just wanted to mention something about it. The sun is squaring Neptune. And that can be a little challenging. Sometimes that causes a lack of confidence, or we can become, you know, a little bit confused with what's going on around us.
Mm-hmm.
And the moon, right now the moon is opposing Neptune. Today it'll be exact. Actually, tonight, in about 10 hours, it's going to be exact. So that's a T-square. It'll be square the sun. Moon square sun is typically a bit more intense and tends to register with more intense emotion. But it can kind of be, it's, you know, the inner landscape can get a little bit stirred up. And with an opposition to Neptune, moon opposing Neptune, sun squaring Neptune, the combination of those two can be a little bit, they could manifest with confusion and that lack of confidence that the Sun-Neptune thing brings.
Oh, so yeah, I can see that with the moon in Sagittarius.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so it's very, it's one of those things that we can navigate gracefully with centering, conscious breathing. And just getting that sense of centering and just reaching into that stillness that we all have direct connection and access to. So,
you know, good.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
No. Actually, I just wanted to compliment what you were saying, because really the answer to a lot of problems, especially when you don't yet know how to solve them or even identify them, is return to the center.
Yeah.
Even in a hurricane, the eye of the storm is safe. And we find that from the center of a wheel, we can see all the spokes, all the directions of possibility. Whereas if we're out on the rim of a wheel, you know, where the wheel meets the ruts of the road, it's not so easy to see what could come next or what might be next. And what you've described in the heavens is a potential for confusion, especially about our ability to see what's coming down the road or to imagine using our imagination in a beneficial way that really makes sense to our life. So going back to the center is something Yeshua always recommended. To access the intelligences of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so even if it's not a confusion you're dealing with, everybody, go to the heart at least once a day and look out at your life from the center. It will make a whole lot more sense to you.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely beautiful and just seems to be really appropriate right now. And this influence will persist for maybe in the next couple days. So it's going to be a nice opportunity to do that for the early part of the week.
So pay attention. Pay attention to all the things you can see and you can know, because there's a lot of unknowns and unseens that might be in your blind spot right now.
That's right.
Thank you, as always.
Thank you. You bet.
And Tony, like you just reminded me to announce to the whole congregation that the first 85 books are on their way to whoever was first in line. And next week, the second 85 books will go out. They are coming to us six cartons at a time. And then, of course, it takes us a day or so to get them all inscribed and coordinated with the invoice and the label and packed and on their way. But our first big shipment went out Thursday. So some of you will be getting your books on Monday. Just wanted to give you a little heads up on that. And we are chalking off all of the reservations, and we'll be into our third batch of 85. Pretty soon, all 500 will be gone. And they're so beautiful. I just love touching every single one of them. Okay, well, that was my little practical announcement, but you inspired it, Tony. And Tony, yours did not go out because I have some other things to send to you, and I wanted
things
you've done right. So,
okay, good.
And the editor gets it last anyway. Don't you know that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks. Jerome, you are on. Hi.
Hi. Love and blessings on everything you do. I've got some names for you now.
Great. Great. Okay. How's the family?
Family's doing really well, too. And just to add a few names to that, we have John and Andrew and Audrey, a close friend who is 83, and Elaine and Sarah are part of the family, too. So, but blessings with everything you do, and Yeshua is with all of us. And please keep up this great work of light, compassion, and love.
Oh, I sure will. And keep up your smiling attitude.
I sure will. Thank you. Thank you.
It shows in your voice and in everything you do, Jerome.
Oh,
it's always a pleasure to speak with you and have you on the call.
Sounds
okay.
Good.
We have someone from area code 780. I'm thinking maybe, is that Desmond?
Yeah, hey, Glenda. Good day to you. I hope you're having a good day.
Yes, I am.
That's good to hear. I'm having an okay day, too. I'm working, doing some projects in the yard with my grandfather. It's nice. I remember, did you ever work in your grandma's garden?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that, but I love the thought of how beautiful it was. I wanted to say thank you for the blessings last week. I ran into a roommate, an old roommate. I ran into an old neighbor. I ran into an old acquaintance. I mean, I usually run into someone like once every couple months, maybe. But I ran into three people last week from the blessing, kind of in a way, and it was interesting. And I don't exactly know how the blessing works, but it has an attractive love power that is kind of unique to my life and what I attract. So that was really interesting, and I kind of wanted a blessing for my brother. He's having a little bit of a hard time here. So Joshua.
Okay. All right. I've got that down. Actually,
thanks, Glenda.
I'll tell you how it works.
Okay.
The blessing makes you a blessing. And then because you're a blessing, everything works better for you. people want to be around
blessings
you.
Blessings attract.
They look
blessings
you up.
Attract blessings.
Exactly.
Yeshua said. Okay.
Exactly.
Right.
So,
okay. What,
if you
what
come here
a,
on Sunday
a,
and you are transformed into a blessing, and if you are a blessing, yeah. that's going to help your body heal. It's going to help your mind heal, going to help your attitude heal. Going to give you ideas about how to be more creative in life, and people just want to be with you. Plus, you're a blessing to them, and they get better. It's contagious. We've got a little conspiracy of goodness going on here.
Exactly. Glenda, what is a blessing? Because like I remember like the Beatitudes and the blessed life. I mean, is that basically a blessing? And I remember when I told you I had a really hard time with blessed are those that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. I'm starting to realize that you know, being righteous myself in my own simple life instead of being grandiose has
mm-hmm.
made a lot better. Like I've become a less scared of being persecuted for being too outgoing with trying to be righteous. So I don't
mm-hmm.
feel so bad about that blessing anymore.
Okay. Well, Desmond, my take on it is that a blessing is being connected more fully and completely with the grace of God. When the grace of God is in you, moving through you, how much better can things get? Just contemplate that. You know, a blessing happens when you have the confidence to open yourself up to God. Here's what happens to most human beings. We encounter things in life that may, on a scale of 1 to 10, they may range from just ordinary boredom all the way to 10 to something really terrible. But against all of these things, we build up defenses. You know why? Because we don't even want to be bored. Even if it's just ordinary, agonizing boredom, we put up our defenses and we go watch a movie.
Thank God for saying that, because there's all these people, these enlightened people talking about, like David Hawkins, like, just, like the greatest thing is being able to do nothing. But it's like you need to solve problems. You need to think beautiful thoughts. You need to use, you know, this mind, because it's just like a body. You're supposed to exercise.
Absolutely.
I mean, so much a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Life should
and,
be
and,
alive.
And being bored can be totally agonizing. And I recently just got a Nintendo Switch and I got Zelda, and it's this big game. It's really beautiful. And lots of puzzles, and it's been entertaining me, and I've been really glad. I haven't had a video game thing for, I don't know, like 15 years. So I finally found a game and a video game or a video machine that I liked, and it's been fun.
Desmond, that's great. And the point of what I was saying is that on a scale of just from the ordinary to the horrible, we have lots of reasons as humans why we build up defenses. And the defenses are not always like iron gates. Sometimes they could be just like a little cocoon we build around ourselves, so that inside our private life we can make things a little more like we want them. But we forget that we have put this cocoon up, and we don't know that we need to open that cocoon to let God in too. Because when we build that cocoon, it's like a little caterpillar turning its body into the chrysalis inside of which a butterfly will grow. It literally consumes itself until it becomes a butterfly that breaks out of the chrysalis. We forget that we're doing
that. That's so beautiful.
We forget that we're doing that. And so
totally
we even shut God out.
That.
We don't mean to. We don't say,
yeah.
God, go away. We just forget. And so that's what we get. On Sundays on the blessing, we come to remind each other and me to remind myself and you that we need to open the windows. We need to open the doors and let God in. And when the grace of God comes in, it is a blessing. He doesn't have to tweak anything or move things around. The very presence of God tweaks everything. And then it dwells with you and within you so that everything you touch is a little more aligned to the way you need your life to be and
the way you can help others. Point. That's the main point, being able to touch life with blessings like you're doing, because when you extend love, it extends the security of more love being around.
That's just it, Desmond. So thank you for giving me an opportunity to answer these really crucial questions that other people probably have also. But I think I need to take another call now. Okay?
Thank you. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Area code 413, and you're on.
Aloha, Glenda, in this beautiful community. This is Sarah from Santa Cruz Mountains.
It is Sarah. Aloha.
Aloha.
I always recognize by your voice. So sweet.
Thank you.
You have the sweetest voice. Okay, who can we bless for you today?
Yeah, let's bless up my mama. Her name is Kathy Walton.
Okay.
And yeah, special blessing for her and her financial work and, just some special blessings, Yeshua blessings for her. And also I want to ask for a blessing for just really for all of the men that are doing their work, their personal work and their spiritual work and just in their own special way and what they need. I just want to offer a blessing and ask for a blessing for that work. And then finally, one for me, and in particularly in the area of just sort of in relationship, how to discern, how to be honest and loving, but not feel like I have to take care of people or that their feelings are my responsibility. Sort of like codependent stuff. It got a little cross-wired in me early on, and I'm really praying and working through that.
That's a big one for a lot of people, Sarah. So we'll include everybody who's got that problem, because I think we're built to be loving, but we don't want it to become an entanglement where we are made to feel more responsible than we really are and guilty if we're not. Part of love is actually helping other people be a better person.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just remember that doing too much for anyone doesn't help them be a better person.
Yes.
Yeshua was very careful about that as well. You can just imagine how many lame people, poor people, lepers, he walked by and did nothing other than to convey his grace to them.
Wow.
Just imagine.
Wow.
When you are carrying the grace of God with you, you can have the strength to give strength to others that they can stand up and walk because they want to walk, because they're not afraid to walk.
Yeah.
And they want to be a better person because they're not afraid to be a better person.
Mm. Wow.
So you're on the list, and so is everybody in your life, Sarah. Thank you.
No.
Thank
you.
This has been great.
Okay, love you.
Love you too. And I'm opening a line to area code 719.
Hi, Glenda. Hello, everyone. I am calling from Colorado today, and I would like to request a blessing for my husband, Bert. He is going to be having a 6-hour surgery on Tuesday for kind of reconstructing his nose. So we would request blessings for him, for the doctor, and for the anesthesiologist, and for everybody who will be dealing with him and also his recovery, too.
Oh, okay. You better believe it. All right. So that's going to be on Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday the 11th. Yeah.
I will personally offer a blessing for him then.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And
that.
We include him in the Sunday blessing. Just
perfect.
For good measure.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And for
it.
You too, because I know you'll give him strength.
Thank you much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
No. Oh, I will. And Stormy, I see you've been waiting patiently. You're on.
Yes, a special blessing, Glenda, for Michael, the archangel, without his sword. His presence is just really strong here in this blessing today. The third one you did of Michael without the sword. I mentioned years ago that you would paint him without a sword, without putting any parameters in it, and one day you went, come here, you got to see this. Michael finally came through without a sword, and what it means is many, many different things for many different people, but really wanted to bring that particular presence of him without a sword into this blessing, for however it may transcend and mean for anyone in any situation.
Well, I think that's a great idea. You know, a lot of people see Michael as the defender of the Christ energy and the one who cuts through problems and defeats evil. And the sword he carries is not really a sword of war. It's more like a heavenly version of King Arthur's sword. That was the sword of peace. Yeah, it really doesn't mean war. It means justice. That's what his sword really represents. But he doesn't always carry it because Michael is a conveyor of the Christ energy. And he is a wonderful archangel to call upon when you need the Christ energy to exist inside of a terribly difficult situation. I gave a seminar in about angels. It was in April. It was at least a couple of months ago, and we talked about the roles of the archangels, and they all really do have territories that they serve and nurture, but at the same time, they're not prevented from coming personally to any one person. And some people have a favorite archangel that they call on, and I think that's just great. I do call on Michael sometimes because some of the problems that have confronted me in the last 2 years have involved some really, really terrible endangering elements. And he saw me safely through them, which was itself a great blessing. So I think it's nice you brought in that image of Michael because he is not a warrior. That sword is the sword of justice. And a sword to protect the innocent and to protect those who come together in the spirit of Christ to offer blessings to the world. And I really think that's an angel we need to give our thanks to more and more, because as the various injustices are building up in the world and affecting the lives of the innocent more and more, that's exactly Michael's job. So thank you for that, Stormy. Was there anything else you wanted to say?
You're giving a great big smile to both of us.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
Okay, great.
We're both just grinning, both of us, me and him.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, he already knows I love him. And you do, too.
Yes.
Well, I will just move on and give a little further message, unless somebody comes on the board. I didn't have anything particularly planned for today, because almost always it comes from the congregation. It comes from what you're needing, what you're seeking, and what you're wanting. And I want to give a special blessing to the families that were wounded, the survivors and the first responders of what happened in Virginia. More and more of these terrible things are happening, and they're not going to go away for a while, because the world is hurting. And there are some people who just break down into a form of hostile insanity, unable to deal with what's going on in the world. We are reaching what some of the ancient masters called critical mass, and it's also a term that is frequently used in nuclear science. Critical mass is when two or more particles are trying to occupy the same space, and they can't. They cannot occupy the same space, because one will either dominate or the other will. If they try to occupy the same space, they will explode. Now, Yeshua had a teaching to the apostles that wasn't exactly like this, but it leads up to what I want to say. He said, you cannot serve two masters. You will either hate the one and love the other. You will serve one and despise the other. In other words, you can't have two things occupying the same space. Now, what does that have to do with our world right now? Well, it has a lot to do with our world. Right now, because our news media is so warped toward the negative, we're more hearing about what's wrong in the world. But there's also an awful lot right in the world, that people are rising up to help one another, serve one another, teach one another, and also to innovate and solve problems in ways we've never solved them before. So just as old ways are moving down, new ways are moving up. And right now, it's at critical mass, because the things moving up are displacing the things moving down, and something is going to explode. I hope that makes sense to you. And I hope you can hold on to that and realize that all we've got to do is keep pushing the good up until we cross that line to where that which is evil is no longer stealing energy from that which is good, and that which is good is now at least 2 inches above that which has served only to push us down or to serve evil in the world. We just need to keep pushing up 2 more inches. It's kind of like the way it's often said, the darkest moment is before dawn. And in the birth of a child, the hardest push is just before the head crowns. So that's where we are right now. So keep pushing up, everybody. Keep pushing up. That's why I do the work I do. And I keep offering blessings every day, moving as much as I can up. And it doesn't take much for us to be above the level of critical mass. Critical mass is where we are right now. And it's kind of interesting that it was said in the book of Revelations that tribulations will be shortened. They won't last very long because nobody would survive them if it did. But also there's a scientific reason why they won't last very long, because critical mass cannot last very long. It will either explode everything or one thing will rise above or fall below the other so that they can exist in different spaces. And if there's any judgment involved in all of this, then it really comes about by the fact that those who have pushed for goodness get to live with others who have pushed for goodness. Those who have pushed for oppression and evil will get to live with others who have done the same thing. So they have demonstrated who they want to live with, and they get to have their way. And that can look like judgment, but actually our loving Father created this universe to place instant and automatic judgment just in the way it needs to be distributed without him having to lift his hand or bang a gavel on the desk or tell anyone to go to heaven or hell. It all happens naturally. And right now, unfortunately, in critical mass, it's not happening because there are too many things trying to occupy the same space. And some people are in meltdown and hostile, insane meltdown. Bless them. Bless them, because actually, if it were not for the critical mass, they might have chosen to go for the good. It's very possible. I have counseled a lot of people who had gone through psychopathic periods in their life and been very negative, but they were extremely good people. They just couldn't handle the pressure. And in the meltdown, they did some bad things. And then they got either arrested or assigned to a hospital. And I had the privilege of working with them and finding out what was really there. And I got to see the golden egg that was inside a blackened shell. So let's bless everyone. Let's just put our blessings on this. And by the way, if you're wondering why things are building up, more people are sick right now. More people are worried about their finances. More people are losing jobs. More people are moving around. Actually, the fact is, our health system has never been better, and our economy is actually quite good. But still, all these horrible things are happening financially, et cetera, et cetera. Critical mass. That's why. That's why. So push yourself through it. Push those you love through it. Get on beyond it. Get to the other side as fast as you can. And that's basically what I had to say, but I see Mara is on the phone. Hi, Mara. I'm going to open your line.
Hi, Glenda. I have a request for special blessings for my son today. He will be facing some pretty difficult issues this coming week, decisions he must make one way or another, and his livelihood is going to be kind of dependent on what kind of a decision he makes. So I'd like to have prayers for that. And then I have a question for you. My son's name is Matthew. About the media, I'm a little bit confused here, because people have been, I know that there's a lot of very questionable stuff on the air and on the media. And a lot of it is not worth listening to. But the media has also brought much of the good news on certain outlets, and it sounds like if you say the media, that it can be construed as all of the media. And I just don't know how to think about that. I find it kind of hard because some of the things that they bring us are what I perceive as being good. And they have warned people in the past and are doing so in the present. If you're watching the right kind of media. So would you clarify that for me? Because you kind of have been coming down on the media lately. Hello?
Oh, hi. Hi, Mara. I certainly will. And if I made a mistake in exaggerating that comment, it was wrong, and I apologize for that. We have some dedicated people researching accurately what's going on in the world. And for them, I'm very grateful. And there's a very good reason why our forefathers created an amendment to protect the right of the free press. Because without a perspective on reality that is uncontrolled by the government, then we might not be getting the right picture. Unfortunately, what our forefathers did not anticipate is that we would move into a society where corporations were actually ruling the world and not a government. And most of the large media are owned by major corporations with special interest. And there have been a lot of good stories that have happened that are never featured, and a lot of bad stories. I mean, not necessarily that it's all false. I'm not saying that, Mara. I'm not saying that the media is all false. Most of the false stuff you find on the internet, where it's just generated ad hoc by whoever wants to spout off an opinion. But the legitimate news media are pretty careful about not falsely reporting because they'll be held accountable. But that doesn't mean they're not biased. It doesn't mean that they're not favoring certain agendas. And they are. We have to be fully aware that we are in a world that, you know, let me put it this way, okay? There have been alternatives to petroleum energy that have existed for over 100 years.
Right, I'm well aware of that.
Okay, they have existed for over 100 years, and they're even more viable right now. Mm-hmm. Now, our government would have absolutely no need to suppress those other forms of fuel. Because actually, if we had other forms of fuel, there would be no conflict in the Middle East. That's all over oil, you know. It's all about oil. And so much so in other countries. If we had other forms of fuel, we would be paying off our debts to China. Okay? And we would have no crisis going on with Korea. Because we would be the wealthy nation we used to be. And our government would have every incentive to back non-petroleum energy. who doesn't have incentive to back non-petroleum energy are the oil companies, right?
Yes.
Okay. So who's really ruling our nation? That's what I'm talking about, Mara. And they own most of the media.
Yes, they own most, monetarily speaking, they own most of the world.
That's
and
right.
That's,
they do.
That
and
is,
so you can't, it's not fair to blame our country for everything that's not working, because actually our government doesn't have that much power anymore.
That's true. I'm glad you clarified a lot of that, because I think that there are people that are not through their own fault. I think that the large corporations also determine a lot of the education that goes on in this country.
Absolutely, they do. They slant it in exactly the direction they want it to go in.
Exactly. And there was a woman interviewed on one of the programs the other night that said that she had no idea what was going on before one of these new people that are running for the presidential campaign,
mm-hmm.
that are in the campaign, went to a town or a gathering in some small town, and this woman was incredulous at when she was being informed of some of these exact kinds of things you're talking about. And I think that that's part of the, you know, the really big problem. But
it is.
Yeah, I do think that some of the efforts of some, they're doing, some of them are very quietly as much as they can putting in some of the ideas which Yeshua has and you have given us, and those of us who have learned from you are very fortunate that we can be more discerning when we hear the news. But there
well,
are a lot of people that haven't had this good fortune, and they're the ones my heart kind of bleeds for, actually.
Well, it does. It does. But, you know, people do eventually wake up. And
yeah.
I think to go back full circle on how we started is go into your heart, look outward from the center, and just take a look around you at what's going on.
Yeah.
Be discerning always, and push upward always. I offered a seminar not too long ago, maybe a year ago. The only way out is up.
Yes.
And it is true, because you are a child of God, and that's your destination.
Yeah.
It's up. And so anyone or anything that pushes you down is not doing right by you.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Let's get on to the blessing.
Oh, yes.
What?
Because these are rough times for people.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Let's get on to the blessing, everybody. It's really time, and people
yeah.
do gather around the world to receive, even though they can't get on the phone. So
thank you. Thank you so
we
much.
Need to be mindful of that. Okay, my darling. You are in my heart always.
Thank
and
you are too.
To all of you, be in your heart right now. Just put your brain on the park bench and let your attention return back to the center of your being, the center of your heart. Take a deep breath. Exhale. And continue with every breath you take. Imagine you're opening a window. Okay? You're letting fresh air in. Okay? Bring the fresh air in and be in your heart. Just be seated in a comfortable position, arms and legs uncrossed. And I tell you that because I know myself, it's just habit to have a crossed leg. And I have to tell myself, oh, uncross your legs, Glenda. You know, but it's not a point for me right now because I'm standing. And I invite the other blessing givers to stand with me as we say our prayers to Yeshua. And we stand in deep respect and deepest regard for the privilege of receiving the grace of God. Dear Yeshua, we know that you are here without calling, but we also know that you respect our right to call upon you. And we do. We call upon your goodness to prevail in all the situations of our life. We pray that your love will lift us up. We pray for your healing touch. We pray for more understanding and a gracious approach toward what's happening in the world, that we may be part of the solution and never the problem, that we may be the answer to the question rather than the question we give to others. We thank you for your love always and for being with us here now as we seek to receive the blessings of the Holy Spirit, the grace of God our Father, and your loving energy forever. Amen. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, go and receive fully. Bye-bye for now.